Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma to take care of my diabetes and my blood pressure, etc., etc., and those big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. Total waste of time. So I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR, and the results are rather spectacular. My blood pressure is way down in the normal range. My blood sugar is way down in the normal range. My energy level is up, and basically I really feel good. If you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Okay, that stuff really works, and I'm very pleased. And I don't easily endorse things. Give Patrick a call and tell him what's going on, and he can help you out. See you later. May Yahweh bless and keep you.
Live. Live. Hip, two, three, four. Hip, two, three, four. Lift. Hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip. Hip, two, three, four, hip.
Hi, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. And you soldiers in the army of Yahweh, this is your wake-up call. This just hit me, and I'm going to have to run with it because it's on me real strong. The title of today's sermon is going to be Unbelief Today. Now, I've been doing a lot of the books of the New Testament lately, reading all about all the miracles and the wonders that Yeshua Messiah did back then. And there were a number of people that were his taught ones and a number of people that followed him around. Okay, he had 11 taught ones and one devil. Okay, but even his taught ones that walked with him and saw all that he did and were in his presence had a condition of unbelief. In many instances, they just couldn't believe what they saw, or the world has taught them, oh, this is the natural order of things and this can't be real or whatever. You know, Christ walking on the water, people just following him around that were sick and afflicted, and they would follow him around and kneel down and just reach out and just touch him. And their belief healed them, but the men that were with Yeshua had problems with belief. Even though they were present when these things were happening. It says here in Mark 6, verse 52, "For they did not understand about the loaves because their heart was hardened." These were the disciples. Okay? These were the people that were closest to him. And they had problems. Now, there are a number of us out here that are totally dedicated, and we have received the gift of the Holy Spirit. Okay, then there's no doubt in us we're gifted. Okay? And for those that don't have that, that's hard to understand. That's hard for them to believe. And they'll qualify it, "Oh man, he's a little bit crazy," or "he's off the deep end," or, you know, there's all these things that they'll say. But if the disciples themselves were having issues, how much harder is it for the people today? How much harder when all of this occurred so many years ago? And yes, there are those of us that are gifted with the Holy Spirit, and we're totally committed. We believe there's no wavering. But we, and I'm speaking of those of us that have been so gifted, have to have a little more compassion. And this has been on my heart, because I've gotten a little down on the brethren just in my mind lately. The worries of the world seem to be pulling people away or leading people into different paths that are not taught in Scripture. And we need to, as gifted ones, sort of see our brothers walk through their eyes a little bit more. We need to be lightening up and not losing our faith in the remnant. Now, we don't lose our faith in Yeshua, but we've been, some of us have gotten a little hard on the remnant here lately, and that includes me. Okay, this is what Yahweh is telling me right now. I need to realize their position in the world a little bit more fully, because I have been removed by Yahweh from some of the positions that they're in. That's part of the ministry that he's given me, that he has just taken away all this unnecessary stuff in my life. And I can't put that on other people, because they haven't been so gifted. Okay? They haven't been blessed with that. That's not fair to them. And above all, we are taught to try to be fair to others. And if they haven't got this blessing that we've got, we cannot expect them to see the things that we see through our eyes, which have been opened by the Holy Spirit. And I look back, and even some of the disciples had issues. Even them that walked with him, they had issues with unbelief. Because it was so astounding seeing him doing these things. It was just too much, I guess, for their minds. Well, how much more so today, when we are walking through this world of such appalling wickedness, and we see these things happening, and the news media seems to emphasize a lot of stuff, and there are things that they are still covering up. They're covering up murders and rapes, and they're downplaying a lot of stuff, but those of us that are aware are seeing the things that are going on in the world. Okay, I see things that are going on here in my section of America. Other people in other sections of America are seeing different things because different things are happening there. Okay, Sweden. Things that are going on over in Sweden are absolutely appalling. But it's hard for me to relate to that because I'm not there to see it. I'm not a Swedish person. I'm an American Israelite, not a Swedish Israelite. They are suffering persecution and mayhem over there that we are not suffering here. And we are suffering here what they are not over there. It's all these different things all over the world. We cannot expect our brothers and sisters everywhere to realize fully the entire importance of what's going on everywhere. It's just too much. Well, if it was too much for the disciples who were then walking with Messiah to mentally assimilate all that was going on with him walking around different places, how much harder is it for a lot of the brethren today? And because those of us have been gifted with the Spirit, we have to realize that not everybody is. And we can't put the requirements that have been put on us onto them. They haven't been given what we're given. And we see things that they don't see. And there are others of us that see, I see certain things. And there are others that are in the Spirit that are called out ones today, that see things I don't see. Okay? They have a different perspective. So unbelief today is not that much different than unbelief back then. It just isn't. We recount in our shows and the preachings and from the pulpit, you know, all of us that have been gifted, we recount what we're told to recount. Okay, and it's all in different ways. Everybody's got a different style, a different presentation. We're all different. We're not clones, okay? It doesn't work out that way. So it comes down to the old saying that I was raised with, walk a mile in your brother's shoes. Find out how it is with your brother, because it may not be with him as it is with you, and you need to understand what that brother is going through from his perspective. So we need, as preachers, now I'm speaking in the group of people that have been called out, okay, to do this ministry, whatever it might be. There's many different ministries. We need to walk in the shoes of the people we're speaking to and try our best to have a little more compassion in trying to reach those that we're preaching to. Because we're having to overcome today the unbelief of today. We can use the Bible as an example of how to. It's a manual on how to. But the problems of today are different than the problems back then. And sometimes in our zeal, we fail to remember that. We're not dealing with same old, same old. There are horrors today that people are having to deal with today. They don't have the leprosy. They've got something else that they have to deal with. They don't have the people being sold off into slavery to Babylon. They have something else. We have a different type of slavery to Babylon today. It's more subtle. It's not open. It's hidden in a great many ways. And this causes unbelief today, which is caused by a different set of circumstances than it was back in Bible times. So we have to combat this unbelief of today in a different manner that the people that we are preaching to can relate to today. And that is hard for a lot of us. Now, I'm going to give you examples of my life, okay? And maybe you need to listen and understand where I'm coming from. I lived a regular life and was a huge sinner and did all this and did all of that, and then I was called out. And because I was called out, I took a path that was, by earthly standards, unwise. But it was ordained for me to go that path so I could be put in a position of learning by Yahweh. So I did prison time, which is inconceivable to quote-unquote normal people. The life that I had to live under those circumstances, they can't really imagine how horrible it was, okay? This gave me an avenue of perspective that other people don't have. Now, prison time, oh man, you're a cub. I'm not ashamed of my earthly life. I lived my life. I made mistakes. I was supposed to make certain mistakes to take me down a path that Yahweh wanted to guide me down. And that's inconceivable to some people. Well, Yahweh wouldn't put you in. Oh, yeah, he would. Yes, he would. He put me there to separate me from the world so I could do nothing but study to come out from that situation and do this ministry that I'm doing out here. People have trouble believing that. It's too much for them. They can't conceive of it. But it's very, very real to me. Okay? To me. I, as an individual, had to go through that. For a reason. Was it horrible? Yes. Would I want to go through it again? No. Was it necessary and was it a blessing? Yes. And that sets people back on their heels. They can't conceive that a prison sentence with all the horrors that accompany it could possibly be a blessing. Because they haven't experienced it. They haven't been drawn out by the Holy Spirit. They haven't been called in this manner. They can't relate to what happened in my life because my life is unique. Yahweh made it that way. I need to understand that their lives are totally different. They have a different set of circumstances. Completely different from what I have. They have problems that I have not gone through. Completely different from the problems I have had in my life. I cannot put my life on them and expect them to behave and react the way I do because my experiences are so much different. They have their own problems that they have to deal with that are huge problems to them that have been removed from my life. I am not plagued with those problems. My life is, quite honestly, somewhat strange. I have absolutely no concerns about survival. I don't think on those terms. I don't think on terms of accumulating stuff. I don't think about where my next meal is coming from. Or how I'm going to buy clothes. In a way, I'm in the situation that the disciples were in back then, because they were told, don't worry about these things. Well, that's where he's put me. I don't worry about any of that. Everything is dealt with by a greater power because I have so much responsibility with this ministry. I was not taking care of my temple for a while. I just went totally overboard on the work and didn't think about what I was eating and everything, and I got slapped down. I had a heart attack. Okay. It could have been fatal. If Yahweh wanted to take me out, I was ready to go because I belonged to him. Whenever he wants me to come home, I will go home and I'm not going to complain. I'm doing what I'm doing under his instructions. People that are not called out have problems relating to that. Well, the disciples had a particular relationship with the Father and the Son. They walked with him. And their thought patterns were changed also. And they had to deal with unbelief on those that they were teaching as I have to deal with unbelief, and the congregation I preach to today. Same deal, different day, different circumstances. Unbelief today, the unbelief itself is the same. The conditions that cause the unbelief are different. We are not walking around in robes and sandals. We're not over in the Middle East in the Promised Land. We're dispersed all over the world. Our living conditions are different. We have all this modern technology. In many ways, modern technology is a blessing. It's good. We've got all this different stuff. And we can do all this different stuff. And we have computers. And we have this. And we have that. And on and on and on and on and on. But on the flip side, the distractions and temptations caused by this technology that we are so proliferate in, all the different little goodies, that is one of the conditions that causes unbelief today. I don't have to deal with tent-dwelling people that walked around in robes and sandals. I'm not preaching to people where they didn't have anything to eat and Yahshua broke bread and blessed these fishes and they fed thousands of people with just a little and then had baskets of food left over because it was divine. He was a divine being walking on earth as a man. And he could do this. Well, he's not with us now. We can only relate these tales of how he did all of this. With the problems of today, people have difficulty in believing that this man, because he was a man, at least temporarily, was the son of Adam. Hard for them to believe because all the Hollywood movies and all the garbage and the magic and all this other stuff, they get confused. They can't believe that the divine Son of the Most High Yahweh that walked among us did these things. It's because it's so far removed in time. And their unbelief stems from that. It stems from the deception of the internet, from the deception of television and radio and magazines. They are bombarded today with conditions and machines and things that are designed to foster unbelief. There's a giant unbelief machine cranking it out. It's today's society and those behind it. Oh yeah, a lot of us are aware. We know who's at fault. The same people that were at fault then, way back when. The war in heaven has never ended, and these are the minions of the fallen ones. And they hate us and they're trying to destroy us. Many of us are aware of that. But the great mass population is not. They are asleep. Many are gradually waking up. Because that's what this ministry is about here at EFR. Is imparting truth and like this calls. This show is called Wake Up Call. Well, I try to wake as many people up as I can through the Word. Now, I'm not just sitting here quoting Scripture like I do and reading Scripture on my study programs. word for word. That's a different venue that I use. It's all part of the ministry I've been given. That's true. My ministry is different than Eli James' ministry. Eli's and mine is a different ministry than David James, Andrew Carrington Hitchcock. We're all different. We've got Comparé, great teacher. We've got him back on EFR. Wesley Swift, got him back on EFR. Pastor Gale, back on EFR. There's even truth being told. By people that are not exactly Christian identity. Truth is truth. If we can impart truth, we need to do that. Not everybody has got the same calling. We need to be aware of that. Because there's different methods for attacking unbelief today with all the new venues to foster unbelief. They have also opened up new venues to counter unbelief. Now, the only way that people are going to believe today, and I'm going to be real honest, Yahweh has to call them. We can plant a seed, okay, that listen to some of my shows, and it gets them to thinking. And they start looking stuff up. And they read this and they read that. Well, you know, that makes a lot of sense, and this and that and this and that. And if they humble themselves and they pray, because belief in God, G-A-W-D, is different than the belief in Yahweh. When they get to know the name, if they call on the name of Yahweh, the ones that Yahweh wants, and that's a qualifier, and it upsets people. You mean Yahweh doesn't want everybody? Nope. Sorry, he does not want everybody. There are people that Yahweh does not want. If that seems harsh, I'm sorry. I don't make those rules. I'm only dealing with them as best I can. It makes it hard. I don't teach universalism. I don't believe in it. The Bible does not teach it. The Bible is an exclusive book of, by, and for the Israelite people of pure bloodline. There are nice people out in the world that are not of Israel. They're nice people. We need to understand that they're nice people and treat them well. No point in hating them. That's not what it's about. You hate evil. You don't hate the nice people. You deal nicely with the nice people and you stomp on the evil ones. Well, that's not love. No, it's not. God doesn't teach us to love non-Israelite enemies. Teaches us to be forgiving of people in Israel that do us wrong. Love your enemy as yourself. Okay. We have people in Israel that have tried to harm Israel. We need to preach to them but only so long. If they absolutely refuse to listen, we're to shake the dust off our sandals and move on. You don't get a free ride forever. There's a grace period. Well, the world has a grace period right now because there's continuing unbelief in Israel. It does not matter whether the non-Israelites believe or not. It's not the preacher's job or calling, if you would, to preach to non-Israel. This message is not to non-Israel. If they're nice and they're not our enemy, then they'll be saved from total destruction. But they're never going to get eternal life. They're never going to be Israel. The spiritual Israel nonsense is just that. It's nonsense. But it's what these churches teach. Well, those churches have trapped a lot of Israel in their doctrine. And when we preach the full doctrine that's actually in the scripture, and they're in those false houses of worship, their unbelief is staggering. It's very hard for them to accept what we say, even when we show it to them in the scripture. This is what the scriptures actually say. And they'll look at it and they'll read it, and they still have trouble believing it. The truth is staring them in the face, and they can't deal with it. It's too much. These people have been afflicted by these devils in shoe leather with their lies, and it's very difficult for their belief system to overcome these massive amounts of lies. I mean, the lie machine is so big and so powerful and so pervasive in today's society fostering this unbelief and these lies. And we're fighting against this. And you wonder why some of us get a little down once in a while. I've been down a little bit lately. Just wondering, you know, am I doing any good? And then I go to my website and I look at all the stats and yeah, I'm reaching people. I'm getting the job done that he wants me to do. And then I get all these emails from people. People I've never met. I don't know, never heard of. And that's reinforcement. See, Yahweh will build me up where I need it. He's gonna bolster my spirits a little bit, because I get upset at the unbelief. It hurts me, because this unbelief today is what is dooming so many of our people. And I am taught through the Holy Spirit and through the scriptures to care about the people. And seeing them in unbelief and seeing them doom themselves and walk away from their eternal life hurts me. They're my brothers and sisters. I care about Israel. And when I watch the actions of many people today in their unbelief of today, it is very painful. There is a price, brothers and sisters, to being gifted with the Holy Spirit. The depths of your feelings are amplified. You feel pain in ways that people that don't have it don't feel it. They don't feel how we feel. And this life, while it has its blessings, also has its cursings. It's very, very difficult in this world to walk this walk that we're given to walk. It's very hard. It's an uphill, a very steep uphill grind against all this unbelief. And that unbelief wears on you greatly if you are a true believer, because you feel grief for those that don't believe. And after a while, that grief gets to you and you get tired. And I'm not a young man anymore. I just turned 72. Whew. And I get weary. I do. And it's like a father or a grandfather watching his children and grandchildren and just shaking his head off. I can't believe they don't want to listen. How many don't want to listen? Now, I'm not preaching to the ones that believe and are actually doing this. They're relating to what I'm saying, I'm sure. But people that are sort of on the fringe and don't really realize where we're coming from, or those that wonder why we get a little down sometimes. The unbelief today to us is crushing. It's a crushing factor. It's a living, breathing, active oppression on our spirit, because we're spiritually at war with these evil ones and all their deeds, and the people that they deceive into doing their evil as well. And to those that have no conscience and serve the beast system, we're fighting an uphill battle against all of that. And that's the unbelief of today. We have to deal with today's unbelief. Now, we get examples from Yeshua Messiah in the New Testament how to deal with it. Okay, this is how to. But implementing it today is still a wearing, onerous, painful task. And every defeat that we suffer hurts us, because that means that one of our brothers or sisters in Israel is going to go down the wrong road when they ignore. Yeah, we did shake the dust off your sandals and walk on. Yeah, if that works for you, that's great, but it still hurts me. It hurts me when I see, and then I see all this craziness out here today, and then I see brothers and sisters that have been on a true path go off on some tangent for a while. They start following something that they've seen on the internet, and they concern themselves with doubtful disputations and frivolousness in the world today. Now, I'm going to say this in all honesty. What difference does it make to true Israel in the path that we're supposed to be walking? Whether they have a black Miss America. What difference does it make? It's all deception and nonsense anyway. Why should we care? We look at it in disgust. That's true. We look in disgust at that. Why should we care about the social life of sports figures? What difference does it make to true Israel who they're sleeping with? Or whether they've contracted AIDS through their behavior? What difference does it make? Makes no difference whatsoever. We don't need to concern ourselves with stuff that doesn't concern us. We need to concern ourselves with unbelief in our lives today and counter that and stay on the path that Yahweh has shown us. Narrow path, not the broad way of destruction, the narrow path. That's what we need to concern ourselves with. And this unbelief today has led so many of our people down that broad path. Oh, it's not going to hurt if I do this. What difference does it make? Well, it does in your eternal life. If it's telling you to go do things that are forbidden. The law is written on our hearts, and when we buck that law in our hearts, when we rebel against that Holy Spirit that speaks to us, through unbelief, that hurts us, okay? It's not going to doom me to perdition. I'm not going to lose my place in the kingdom because I'm walking that narrow path, and it's hard. I'm not telling you it's easy, but the rewards are overwhelming. They are. Look at what you gain. If you love your life in this world, you're going to lose your eternal life. If you lose your life in this world, that means the way of life. You don't go along with society's nonsense. Or even if you are killed in the name of Yeshua. And many have been and will be. Don't kid yourself. There's a price sometimes. A lot of us are going to go down. A lot of us have gone down before now. But you have to occupy until he returns, even unto death. That's what he said. And today, in these times of massive attack by the beast system, it's even worse than what they had to deal with those Pharisees back in Yeshua's day and the times of the disciples. And remember, brothers and sisters, now Judas Iscariot hung himself, but the other disciples, the ones whose works we read today, and who I quote, and who taught us through all these written words, every single one of them was executed. They were all beheaded because of their belief. That's pretty heavy duty. Pardon me, what can I say? No, that's not pretty heavy duty. That's real heavy duty. They occupied until death. They died in service to the master. And do we think that the devil is less devilish today? For some odd reason, he's going to give us a pass because this is 2018. We're going to get a pass. He's going to make it easier on us. He's got his unbelief machine cranking it out 24/7. All these things are working against us. The devil vision, the magazines, the movies, cable devil vision, all the garbage that's on the internet, and there is some serious garbage on the internet, folks. And it all adds to unbelief today. It's designed for that. It's designed to deceive and to destroy the belief of the Israelites. And that's where we're at with unbelief today. And those of us that are preaching have to combat that. So if we get a little down, and sometimes the sermons are a little harsh, you have to understand where we're coming from. Because these machinations of these devils anger us. We don't get angry for ourselves, we get angry for our people, Israel. When we see the damage that is being done to them by this organized system of unbelief today. And that's what it is. It is an organized system of unbelief. Almost a religion, okay? The unbelief religion. The church of what's happening now. Well, that's an uphill battle. And sometimes it wears on us. It's tiring. It is painful. We get a little ill, or we get a little old, or we're working so hard we get a little exhausted. I ask you, brothers and sisters, to walk in my shoes a little bit too. Okay, I have to walk in yours, and I have to understand what you go through, but truthfully, I need a little understanding too. Okay. I do. Remember, I'm Pastor Steve and all this rah, 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 rah. I'm a man. That's all I am. I'm nothing but a man. I have my failings. I have my weaknesses. I have my problems. I have my health issues. and I'm not asking you to deal with them. That's my responsibility. But I am asking you, please, brothers and sisters, understand a little bit. If I sound a little down or I'm a little tired, please cut me some slack. I could use some serious slack now and then. I'm doing the best I can out of love for you and out of love for the Father, and I'm trying to be as obedient as I can. And I'm in this battle till the end, and it's 24/7 with me. So a little compassion coming my way and toward the other hosts on EFR, putting shows together that are meaningful instead of drivel, and trying to impart information to educate, that gets rough once in a while. So I'm asking just for a little understanding, because I'm having to battle this unbelief today, and it is a mighty enemy. It's a mighty enemy. But through Yahweh and Yeshua and the Word and the truth, we will prevail. Praise Yahweh, and may He bless and keep you, and that'll end the sermon today. Praise Yahweh.
Lift, lift, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip, 2, 3, 4, lift, hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip. Hip, 2, 3, 4, hip.
Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. You are listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. We are privileged to bring you the Christian identity message to the dispersed people of true Israel, wherever they might be. We also bring you news and current events, health information, political commentary, and a little humor thrown in. We are glad that you could join us, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.